Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Timken India Limited conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Angad Kadade from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ryan. Good afternoon, everyone. We are pleased to host the senior management of Timken India, represented by Mr. Sanjay Koul, Chairman and Managing Director of Timken India, and Mr. Avishrant Keshava, who is the Chief Financial Officer and Whole-Time Director of Timken India. Let us start the call with the small brief from the management, and then we'll move on to the Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Angad. Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody. Good afternoon for joining the call. The main agenda for my call is I owe at least a communication that our principals recently, which obviously everybody must have known in the marketplace, sold off 10% stake, and which brings the Timken Singapore stake from 68% down to 58%. And obviously, you know, we started with a stake of 80%, then went down to 75% as the law of the land mandated, and then we did a no cash share swap deal when we took over ABC. We came to roughly 68%, and now the principal, for strategic reasons, have used the stake, and we are at 58% now. And with that, I wanted to communicate that the strategic direction of the company, that is Timken India Limited, remains the same, because you know, Timken still remains majority. You know, anything above 50 remains majority stakeholders. And in terms of technology, in terms of related things, everything remains same. And we will continue serving the market, both exports, which is our major segment, and then followed by the domestic market, which is rail, industrial aftermarket. RE is becoming more important. So we will remain focused as we were, and as I have communicated before also, we don't play these commodity markets of two-wheeler, three-wheeler, small cars. So we will remain focused on rail, on RE, that is becoming bigger and better in India, metals, passenger freight, etc. Food and beverages is becoming another new important market. So we remain focused on that. As I have been telling before as well, the Indian bearing market is less than $2 billion US, while as the Chinese bearing market, for example, is $20 billion US. So there is a huge, huge growth coming into India. As India becomes you know, better and better on industrialization. We are at $3.7 trillion going on to $5 trillion, manufacturing slowly becoming 25, 20 to 25% of that. So this pie is going to become bigger and better. Our focus on our building our new plant in Bharuch is same. We are building that at a very high speed, and hopefully by the end of next year, we will have the Pro Tools rolling out. Timken remains focused on creating value, which is our business model, you know, creating value and using all our engineering might to go after harsh application. Megatrends in India remained pretty good. Urbanization and smart cities, they are coming up, which is important for infrastructure. Electrification is happening, which is also good in the sense that railways are getting electrified. Though the auto OE side, you know, we don't get impacted much currently. Energy transformation is very important. I think everybody knows that on the wind, offshore wind energy, there is a new focus from Government of India, which is very, very important. Population growth, which is helping food and beverage market to grow. And then the AI and digitization is helping manufacturing a lot. So with that, I would stop here for a minute and see if there are any questions. The main idea of today's call was to communicate that Timken remains focused on the Indian market. It is a home market. TIL remains same focused, and as you know, our peer group ownership is also in the 50s, so it is nothing new or strange. But we will keep on growing in India, and TIL will remain the strong Timken arm in India in terms of their value add, and we remain focused on creating more value for our shareholders. I'll stop here and take if there are any questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Our first question comes from the line of Vipul Shah with Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. What type of turnover we can expect once this expansion program of 600 crore is completed within 2 years?
So the turnover over a period of time, you know, for every dollar invested or every rupee invested, 2 to 3 times is the asset turn going to be? It is going, obviously, the ramp up and all that taking place will take 2 to 3 years to reach that, but that is what we aim for.
So the final asset churn will be $3 per $1 of capex. Is that understanding correct?
Between 2 to 3.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Mahesh Bendre with LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to know, would like to hear from you regarding the near-term business outlook, both in domestic and export. Although we had reported a very good growth last quarter, but if you look at the peers numbers, they were not very encouraging. So I'm just trying to understand, for industry as a whole, where do you see a near-term outlook?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not going to give TIL outlook for future. I'm not going to tell what is our forecast for this. But in general, India is doing okay. So in general, India as a country is doing pretty much okay. Though there are dips here and there, so we don't see the rail slowing down, don't see the infrastructure slowing down, though obviously, you know, monsoon and, you know, it is cyclical in nature. So those things are out there to play. But overall, domestic remains pretty much okay. Exports on our side, you know, we export to the world. But in general, we see that American market, there is a huge sentiment there, which is suggesting that there is going to be a recession. My personal take is that it is going to be softening of the U.S. market, not completely falling like the rock. So that is what is in general. And as we speak, we are seeing a pretty much okay traction on our plans.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Abhishek Ghosh with DSP. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. So just a couple of questions in terms of the stake sale that has been done by the promoter entity. If you can just help us understand, is there a need of cash at the parent level, or how should one look at it? While you've mentioned that, you know, the commitment remains the same, but just from understanding, because the last two, you know, dilutions which we had seen were largely on account of, one was to bring down the overall stake below 75%, and second was because of the Indian acquisition. So if you can just help us understand, it will be helpful, sir. Thanks.
See, you know, it is a promoter's call, so I'm not privy to that call. But in general, as we understand, Timken is a, you know, pretty much a stable company, is one of the most profitable bearing companies. So I'm sure this is for strategic reasons, not for any reason which is urgent or immediate or catastrophic in nature. So this certainly must be for strategic reasons. But at Timken India Limited, tactical level, functioning level, you know, we are galloping and we are working towards our targets. So there is no change on that. As far as how that cash will be used, I'm sure that, you know, they would announce it in times to come. You know, they will reflect in their own earnings. But these are certainly for strategic reasons and not for any catastrophic reasons.
Okay, that's helpful, sir. Sir, other thing is, if you just walk through your margin profile over the last few quarters, they have been fairly volatile. And if you look at it, you know, in last two or three quarters, the margin profile has been softer because of, I think, the product mix. So how should one expect in terms of margin profile? Is it only going to come up with better exports now that raw material prices have beginning to come down? Just some color there will be helpful, sir.
So, you know, the color I can give you, looking at, say, last 5 years, the revenue for Timken India Limited in last 5 years, if I take 18 as a base, have doubled. Our EBITDA margin have been around 20 plus percentage. Even FY22, we were at 23. Then we came down because, obviously, of the alloy steel pricing. It's, our EPS last 5 years have been a CAGR of 31%. So now looking at, you know, quarter by quarter, obviously, there are those volatilities. There was, you know, 2 years back, logistics was a big challenge. Steel became a big challenge. So all these challenges were very much there. Now the steel prices are coming down. And then the battle still remains with the OEs, that energy cost has gone up, manpower cost has gone up. So, you know, those cannot be passed on. So these are continued, there is a, in the Indian market in these terms are a little bit volatile, but I think, you know, generally if you see our last 3-4 years, we've been at the range of, EBITDA has been at the range of 20 plus, so, you know, so that has been our history so far.
Great. So just one last question. Railways, which is almost about 16-17% of your overall top line of FY23, that seems to be seeing a lot of inflection and there seems to be a lot of growth which is coming in. So how should one look at that segment over the next 2 to 3 years, given the overall investments that one is seeing in terms of wagon manufacturing, the new Vande Bharat trains? Just your thoughts there. What can it look like in next 2 to 3 years, sir?
So, you know, I think rail will always grow in India because the base of the rail in India is pretty much weak. So this has to keep on growing, though this pace could be very fast, but it will be pretty decent growth in next 10 years. You know, there has to be more freight corridors has to be built. The old Shalerian will have to go away. If you, you know, we had a, the Indian Railways had a serious accident in Orissa, but if you see, the coaches did not crumple this time because freight LHB coaches were used. Though there was obviously a high-speed disaster there, but generally if the Shalerian would have been, they would have all collapsed. You know, death rate, God forbid, would have been very, very high. So, you know, all this Vande Bharat is just that, you know, is, you know, coming out of the latest platform out of railways. So this growth will remain there. You know, this growth has to go. India has to carry more freight, more dedicated freight corridors, more extra load, more passenger. Now that passenger wants more comfort, so obviously Vande Bharat and Allied trains, just now they announced Vande Bharat with sleeper. So all this will mean that more and more build has to take place. And also, I see lot of traction from Railway Ministry now on safety, which means that only technological companies which have really technical strength will be able to deliver those products which now the railway is asking for. So I think it is going to remain solid for good companies in bearing and allied areas, and we are well entrenched in this market. Very well entrenched, and we will for sure contribute to the growth.
Got that, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions and wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Bharat Sheth with Quest Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, in your opening remark, you say also mentioned that RE is a major focus. So far, I mean, this wind power was not very significantly happening in India, and with now all, I mean, whatever issue have been resolved by the government, and we are understanding there is a huge traction in the RE wind side. So if you can give some color, what are current level and how do we see that business? And you also alluded on the export US. So where do we like to see our export? Say in coming 5 years, the way you said in 5 years we doubled. So on this base, how do we see 5 years?
So on the RE side, you know, if you see India is pretty much burning coal to generate power. You know, still our majority of the electricity is coming from coal-based plants, and it is only last 4 or 5 years now solar is contributing. India is blessed with a long shoreline, though the wind tunnel inland is weak, but our offshore capability is huge. So India per se today is making gearboxes, which are getting exported out of India. The Chinese plants are full. The gearbox, the good companies, their capacities are full. So even for export of the gearboxes, there is a good chance for India to ride the wave. Obviously, you know, every company sees it a little bit differently. I don't know how our peer group is looking at it. But how we look at it currently ourselves is that the RE has become, even within our portfolio of Silicon India Limited, it has it is double digit of our portfolio. And this offshore, as they install the 8 megawatts, 6 megawatts, you know, I was calculating, they said 140 TWATs and divided by 6 megawatt, 20,000 gearboxes and allied equipment would be required if Government of India hits the plan of their wind energy. So I think wind energy has a big scope because India generally is producing very few out of wind. Shoreline is great, especially the shores in the side of Kutch, etc., where we cannot use it much for maritime navigation. So that can be used pretty nicely. So I think that coming times on wind, both for domestic and I hope for exports also remain vibrant as Flender, ZF, so we'll start exporting more and more out of India because the European wind market is going to compete. The European in Europe will be competing with the Chinese wind market. So best cost countries will remain very important. So I think wind is going to be growing in India. And for the bearing guys, if it is direct drive or if it is gearbox driven, a lot of bearings would get consumed. The size range, we'll have to see what kind of size ranges will be required for that. So as far as exports are concerned, Timken India is committed to have a well-diversified market, sector mix, and export is part of that. We have been consistently exporting, if you see, last more than a decade. It has remained a good share, and it will remain as a good share our export out of our Jamshedpur plant and Bharuch plant, and then future, the new plant which we are building at Bharuch. We all are focusing for critical markets, strategic market within India, but at the same time, export is going to remain important because of the fact that large bearings out of India going to ASEAN, going to Australia is a lot more convenient than any other place, etc. So we will remain very focused on exports. It remains important for the principal as well to utilize India as its best cost country source. And obviously, you know, China plus one is playing its role as well. So all put together, I see exports will remain firm. Now, obviously, every market will not remain always growing around the world. There will be dips and ups and downs. So that has to be seen over a period of time. But generally, for us, exports will keep on growing. And as we have proved in last 5 years, we have doubled. Obviously, we want to keep on growing our share of business in India, growing our exports out of India. And Indian market is growing at 7-8%. So, you know, 7-8% plus, if I outgrow the market a little bit, so that can tell you the story on the on how do we want to grow in the Indian market.
Adding to this, RE aside, when we are talking of offshore, where the bearing requirement will be much larger, so are we have a, I mean, a strategy to whenever opportunity come to manufacture in India or will be imported?
So, you know, in order to obviously, we have to see how it grows. As depending on what size it is going to be, 6 megawatt or is it going to be 14 megawatts? So, you know, it is still unknown. But as it unravels, large size bearings in India are still not produced. The supply chains are still evolving in that. Steel for large bore is still not available. But everybody is watching, as I am connected to the industry. So everybody is watching how it is going, what kind of investments are required, both in terms of steel making or forgings and things like that. So all that is going to evolve. And initially, we will certainly use our global facilities and import into India. And as the critical mass grows, definitely these are large bearings. They are they should be made closer to the customer rather than away from the customer.
Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Mukesh Saraf with Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just a question from my side, again from the parent strategic perspective. Is there any change in the way the parents looking at the other entity in India, Timken Engineering? Could you give some color on that? So will there be any change in the way we deal with them, the parent uses that entity? Anything on that side would be helpful, sir.
Okay, sorry, your voice was breaking, but if I could get the question, is it that how the principal would look at the other entity in India?
Yes, yes, absolutely, sir.
So no change in that, absolutely no change in that. Timken India Limited would be the growth engine for Timken in India, both in terms of investment and sales in India. And that focus remains. I don't think that is changing anyway. It is going to remain focused as TIL as the growth engine. And obviously for good governance, globally we want to make sure that we follow the good governance rule, and that is how Timken works globally. So let us see what happens in future, but TIL remains the focus.
And just in continuation to that, sir, once our plant in Gujarat starts, will there be any difference in the way we deal with Timken Engineering in terms of some of the traded goods there? Will you want to be manufacturing more of those at the Gujarat facility?
No, same. If your voice is not clear, so whatever we manufacture in Bharuch, those sizes will only be made in TIL in Bharuch. Engineering will be free-flowing. So, and we follow the same royalty pattern.
Right. All right, sir. That's what I wanted to ask. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Achala Kanetkar with Aditya Birla Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the call. Chanchal here, Achala's colleague. Just most of our questions are answered. Just one thing, globally, you have diversified to industrial motion, which is almost 30% of the business. India bearing is the bigger component. So any thought on diversification of India business and becoming a big industrial player?
So that is absolutely a great question. And globally, obviously, Timken company, $1.4 billion worth of revenue out of the $4.5 billion is coming out of the companies like Roll-On, Drive, GGB, Beka, Diamond, Cone Drive, Spania, etc. So all these are basically, if you see, these are the companies which Timken company has taken over, and they have taken them over with a certain strategic intent. If you see in a powertrain, industrial motion engineering, they are adjacent products. They are all close to each other. If you see a powertrain in any industry, you will see bearings, motors, split bearings, gearboxes, couplings, brake, chain, belt, mounted bearing, lubrication system, clutch. So all this is part of the drivetrain. And if you go to any company, this is how the drivetrain will look like. Generally, we are giving them the bearing, somebody was giving the coupling, somebody was giving the clutch. And Timken has taken over these companies, which I just mentioned. Lovejoy, for example, is a coupling company. Diamond is a chain company. Rollon is a linear motion company, etc. So now you look at it holistically. All these companies, which Timken company, parents have taken over, they are generally either based off America or they are based out of Europe. Now, North America, Europe are not today among the best cost countries in the world. All these bearings need the same kind of engineering extra, which is, you know, they need steel, they need forging, they need machining, they need heat treating, they need related kind of things. So I think we still do not have any firm plan to start sourcing, but it is a matter of time that these dots have to get connected. And they are important because Indian market itself, lubrication market, chain market, coupling market, they are very nice markets. And for sure, they need technology product. And Timken has, you know, Timken has the technology now through Rollon, through Beka, through GGB, through Philadelphia Gear, etc. We got those technologies available. So it is a matter of time these dots get connected and we can serve the customer complete package solutions. So that is what it would eventually lead to. But if you say, am I going in tomorrow? No, tomorrow is not happening. Though we are doing some sales currently by importing, for example, Pune, Metro has our lubrication system, which we imported and assembled here in India, and we installed that. Is running great. So, but this is natural. You know, India is best cost country, China plus one, all that put together, and these companies are in North America and Europe. So they are not best cost country.
Today, less than 5% of the sales should be coming from this industrial motion in India.
For us in India, it is minuscule. Yes, minuscule.
So globally, because of your acquisition, your debt is almost $1.7 billion. So I can assume that the money raised through Timken was to reduce this debt, and globally you want to diversify further, and that will benefit India over longer term.
You know, obviously, if I was a global CEO,
the debt level is so high globally. So that could have been reason for your diversification plan globally, which you are trying to play it out.
You know, you are answering, you're raising your question and answering yourself, so I can't say anything. Only I can say that these are for strategic reasons, and I'm not privy to how they want to, sell that debt. But 100% this is for strategic reasons. We are focused on TIL. TIL remains on a growth path.
Sure, Sanjay. Thanks. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sabyasachi Mukherjee with Bajaj Finserv. Please go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Okay, this should be the last question as it is 4:15. Yeah, Sabyasachi. Tata Tari.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Two questions I have. One is on the railway side.
Can you raise your handset if it is already done? I can't hear you.
Sorry, am I audible?
Now a little bit better, yeah.
So my question is on the railways, what is the kind of market opportunity that we are seeing? Any thumb rule for the bearing requirement for freight wagons and something like passenger coaches that goes into Vande Bharat?
So freight wagons are all on taper roller bearings. So currently they are using what we call as a Class E, and we just migrated the railways to a high capacity Class E for the dedicated freight corridor bearings. They use a higher axle load, which is known as Class K. Globally, Class G is used, so all this will follow as we can. On the Vande Bharat, obviously, when the first 12 rake of freight LHB came to India, they were on Timken bearings, Timken CTRBs, and Vande Bharat will keep on using the taper roller bearings. So this opportunity is going to get better and bigger as the time comes.
Any value terms, the opportunity size?
These are growing at a decent CAGR of 7-9%. Indian Railways is budget allocation. It is through finance ministry. So a lot of things are there. So, I think it is following a pattern and will get better with every year.
Okay, and the CRB and SRB that you are planning to manufacture, what is the end application and what is the market size in India at currently?
So the SRBs and CRBs are actually used for, you know, we supply tapers to the metal market, though we supply SRB, CRB, but in little quantity. So it goes to almost all stationary equipment used. It is great in sugar industry. It is used in paper industry. It is used in cement industry a lot. It is used in material handling system. It is used in railways also. We did not supply that so far. It is used in on some of the motor NU220 is the part number, things like that. So it has a wide application. Generally, SRBs are used for self-aligning. So, you know, there are a lot of such equipment and the market is a 1,000 crore market. So, and it's a stage, you know, India per capita consumption of steel is still very less compared to other countries. So more and more steel will get produced in India, consumed in India, more and more cement gets produced and consumed in India. So obviously all this will mean that this market will keep on growing. India still is an immature market. If you see 65% is mobile, which means two-wheeler, three-wheeler, four-wheeler, washing machine, refrigerator. But if you see a mature market, generally the stationary equipment will be at least 50%. So this market is bound to grow.
Got it. Last question, if I can squeeze in. Sir, out of this 2,800 odd crores of revenue in FY23, what would be the portion that we have manufactured and what would be traded?
70% is locally manufactured.
Sorry, I missed your number.
Yeah, it is generally, I think, 65 to 70 is locally manufactured. 35 all is traded into India. And we are exporting also roughly the same. So that is the ratio currently.
65 to 70% is locally manufactured. That is the number.
That is right, yeah. Okay. Depending on quarter to quarter, but that is roughly the overall number.
Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. I think with that, we can say thank you, everybody. Thanks a lot. I hope I have been able to answer some of your questions. And good day and God bless you.
Thank you. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.